Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for joining me. My pleasure. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar's here, too, because he's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How. That's just three of the books. I think there may be like 30 or 40 somewhere else that he's written. Many of you have seen his byline across cyberspace, writing for a number of different publications on the issue of small business and micropreneuring technology, maybe. And he's a 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That's an outstanding SBA award. He's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Hello there. It's good to have you back, as always.
Great to be here.
So, how big a deal is the year-end for micropreneurs, for home-based business owners? How much, you know, I wonder, I remember when I was at this stage, and at that stage back in my consulting business, and I remember the last couple of 3 weeks, you know, in those days, Jeffrey, I had to bill every week. I had to do something every week.
Right.
And And so the last couple of 3 weeks of the year were always pretty slow because I couldn't get my clients really interested in any projects. What do you think?
Well, that's absolutely true, and I think there's a couple things that come to bear there. One is the realization that that's going to come every year, and summer holidays are going to come every year, and that, you know, the Thanksgiving time is going to come every year, where you think there may be some. Why is the business slowing down? Why am I not billing? Why, you know, what am I doing wrong? Where, you know, if you're dealing with Europe, you know, the months of July and August could be downright dead for you. So you just have to know the cycles you're dealing with. But I think also along those lines is you have to be prepared to capitalize on something you can do for yourself in your business. So whether it's, you know, sort of ramping up your own marketing efforts,
right,
you know, preparing them for Q1 or for the coming year, rewriting your business plan, but more along those lines are planning for the coming year, looking back over what you've done right, especially what you've done wrong, and then planning for the coming year and making all that better in 08 or 09 or 010, as it were, and being on top of this stuff. Because
for some people who have very small businesses who cater to this season, I mean, they're making their gravy right now.
Right.
Well, so they're rocking, rocking and rolling. They're not even listening to us. They're selling like crazy right now. But,
yeah, exactly. They have no time to listen and talk and plan. That'll come in January, February.
But you know, otherwise you've got to sort of larder up some acorns for you know the slow times, like maybe the last couple of 3 weeks of December.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting you should say that because I just did an article for Costco Magazine, Costco Connection Magazine, and it talks about that. And one of the topics I come up with is the concept of industry trends and whether it's the big trends or just micro trends going on, you know, within, you know, seasonal trends. So if you know that your market typically slows down, then that's when you have to do your planning. So, for example, I interviewed, for the article, I had to interview people both in the U.S. and Canada, and one was an auto shop, you know, a three-office auto shop up in Canada that I interviewed, and I said, okay, how do you do your year-end planning? Well, they're like, define year-end. You know, our season ramps up at several times of the year. So, for example, September, October, November, they're ramping up for winterizing of cars. So that's very big. Their year end, their own business, their year end comes in May, because that's really when a lot of the bulk of their work is either done. Then living in Florida, I don't know about winterizing cars, but I guess when you come out of the winter, you may be switching off your ice and snow tires or whatever the case may be, and, you know, sort of changing your, you know, whether the oil, the antifreeze, whatever the case may be, but you're changing the car around. And so that's when they plan their business. They also know, for example, that leasing it has been really putting a crimp on their business because people, beyond oil changes, don't have big repairs on leased cars. You know, they don't own them long enough to have an engine job come along. So they know these things. They see the big trends and they see the small trends at play.
You know, another thing, if you are in the personal services business, especially if you're a consultant or something like that, you know, you're not going to have if you don't have January projects lined up by the 1st of December, you're probably not going to get any projects going in the new year till, you know, maybe the second half of the month. I mean, you really kind of need to train and to condition your clients to you know, almost to say, what I used to try to do is say, okay, how are we gonna get the new year started? What do I need to help you with to get the new year started? And we would literally line up some projects that I would be helping them with right after the first of the year.
Well, that often comes down to, and we've discussed this before, sort of basic marketing and fishing, if you will, in the sense that we throw our lines in the water and then say we have six lines out there. You know, we're talking to six clients about getting some work lined up, and then they bite, and so we have six projects we're working on. Okay, got to give up on our marketing because we got this work going on. Then you turn in all those projects, and all of a sudden you got no lines in the water, you got no projects in the pipeline, and you got no work coming in and no receivables out there, which I always like, you know, receivables, current receivables at the very least, because I know that check is going to come in.
I like receivables from people who actually pay those receivables.
Who actually pay those receivables. There are those people out there? So, you know, that's part of sort of basic marketing, and then we take it in the bigger picture, like you said, you know, when you're coming into a slow season, planning to say, okay, Bob, I know that you're going to be down, you know, during the holidays, what can we get started beforehand? And then what can we do, you know, right after the holidays? What are you going to have going on? What can I help you with? What's going to be happening? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's knowing your business, and it is the conundrum of the entrepreneur and the micropreneur. We have to wear all those hats and know how to balance and juggle the time issues involved as well.
Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Can we find the books there?
You can find all my content there. I have lots of articles. I've been blogging a ton on the site, so we have a lot of information.
Can we comment on your blogs?
Absolutely. Just like with most blogs, you just type in your name and your email address at the bottom, although it doesn't put it out there and it doesn't add you to any list.
Right.
That's what you have to do.
Hold on to that thought, Jeff. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I want to talk about probably the best thing you can do in the last couple of 3 weeks of the year, the best thing you can do with your customers and clients. Stand by, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the different ways you can listen to the show, including the podcasting. And don't forget to check out on our website, you can check out all of the articles that are there, thousands of those, including many written by our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, who's our guest this half hour, and by me and by the other 600 or so Brain Trust members. And also, you can subscribe to my free newsletter, and our blog is updated every week. Day there, right there on the website. Also, jimsblog.biz is another way to get to the blog. All those things are there for you. They're all free, no barrier to entry at all. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, which Jeffrey Zabar has been a big contributor to. AskJim.biz, our knowledge base for small business. You can get small business answers now. Jeffrey Zabar, as I say, is our guest. He's the author of a number of books on home-based and micropreneuring, including a book on teleworking and telecommuting, which Jeffrey, next time you're here, let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's a topic for our time right now I'd like to talk about. So help me remember that. But as we're talking about planning for next year, as we wrap up 1 year, one of the things that I... There were years, Jeffrey, when I didn't have my year made, when I worked for other people. Mm-hmm. Let's say I worked for Xerox. There were years when I didn't have my year made, and I was scrambling around at the end of the year. I mean, maybe all the way to like December the 30th, trying to close deals.
Right.
And I'd run into customers that I was trying to wrap things up, or, and, you know, forget trying to start something new. You know, you're not going to get anything new started, but I was trying to wrap things up, and it was so frustrating. And frankly, sometimes I felt a little embarrassed that I was I was keeping, you know, the interest up on a project to try to get somebody to close before the end of the year. I didn't like that feeling.
Well,
I had years where I had my year made.
Right.
I'd worked a little harder, maybe I'd got a little smarter, and I kind of had my year made by the first week of December, and from then on, the rest of the month, I just went around, visited my customers, thanked them for the business. What can I do to help you? Hey, I'm not here to sell you anything. I liked those years a lot better.
Right. Right. Well, it's interesting because as an entrepreneur, I don't know at what point my year is made, so to speak. I mean, I try and grow my business every year, but I also know inherently, I know the fluctuations of my business as a writer and as a consultant to companies that are marketing technology and the like. It becomes difficult to play to the whims of a fluctuating market. So I try and grow 5-10% every year as best I can, but also know that you'll get big projects that come along that just put you over the top, and then you have clients that'll fall off, and so you're left mid-year to scramble to make them up. And so, mm-hmm. you know, my growth has been, you know, plus 10 one year, minus 5 the next, you know, and we sort of hover in a certain area. And this is a whole different topic for another day about how to grow the one-person shop and what sources we can turn to. But you're right, when the end of the year comes, you don't want to be out there scrambling and saying, what can I do for you? Because people ain't in the mood to be being pitched,
but
or
look at how
they don't
much,
have a lot of work lined up for Q1 that they're
look at how
to.
Much cooler you look. Look at how much more in control, how much more balanced you look when you just show up and instead of you saying, hey, you know, would you like to buy something, you say, hey, I'm not selling anything, I just wanted to come by and say thank you for a great year, thank you for being a good customer, what can I do to help you?
Right. And I think
if you can say that, that just puts you on another level of professionalism, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does, and that's one of the things that I've long espoused. Like this time of year, I've got every year I do a small token of a holiday gift for my clients and for my friends out there. And
I'm sure mine's in the mail.
Yours is when I get it, you'll get it. It's
you know I still use this coaster you sent me.
That you know what?
I'm still looking at this silly coaster with you with you in the lotus position. I use this every day.
I tell you what, and that's another thing is, and again, another topic for another day is how to create a memorable sort of marketing or gift for, because that's what a gift like that is it's a thank you, but it's got to be memorable. But the other thing is, you know, you don't want to come across as crass. You don't want to come across at year end, thanks for all the business, looking forward to getting, you know, 10% more out of you in 2008, you know. You got to work that balance so that you're really partnering. And so everything that I do, I try not to make come across as, you know, hey, I'm here for you, what can we do in the next year? I might say, here's to prosperity in 2008 for all of us, because that's really what I want. I want you to
you
do
know,
well, regardless of whether money's going to come my way as a result.
You know, Jeffrey, when my consulting business was pretty young, I'd been in business a long time up to that point, and I, even though I needed more business right then, I needed some more work right then, I still, at the end of the year, for a year or two, I still just called on people and didn't talk about business. You know, even that's the hard part, is when you need the business and you don't talk about it. But you know what? Somehow it came, and I just think that you got to just have the right attitude for the different times of year and do the planning in advance, don't you?
Absolutely. Be prepared, and it's marketing and being out there in front of people all year long, so that when you're in front of them at year end, doesn't seem like a crass marketing pitch. It's, hey, it's Jeff or it's Jim, just calling again to say hello and to wish
Jeffrey,
you a good year.
Give us the website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. See you next
all
time.
Good. Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye. Quick break. Right back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.